All right, this is Frank Maloney with Who's Talking. We're back for segment three tonight, and Hobbo is up in Charlottesville gearing up for a huge UVA-UNC basketball game. But meanwhile, we are fortunate tonight to have UVA head wrestling coach of the number 12-ranked Cavaliers, none other than Steve Garland, with us right now. So, Coach, good to have you back on Who's Talking, and you have had a tremendous season so far. You won the Southern Scuffle. You've just edged out a very feisty Old Dominion Monarch team. You crushed Duke 30-6. What gives? What's going on there in Charlottesville?
Well, first of all, thanks for everything. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for the kind words. And Tony, you mentioned the basketball game. That's where I'm at right now. I'm actually trying to support the Hoos and Coach Bennett and his boys. I'm down in the academic coordinating office doing this interview. So, so go Hoos. But yeah, you know, the season has been great. I mean, I think it's definitely been a roller coaster. We've had an amazing competition schedule, and to be 13-2 right now, we're really happy with that.
You know, Let's talk a little bit right out of the gate. Let's talk about the fact that this year your team has won some very close matches. The Southern Scuffle, you barely edged out. I forgot the name of the school. I'm sorry. But then only recently you just beat out Old Dominion. And so there's a theme going on this year of winning some very close matches. And remember, what was the team that you beat in the Southern Scuffle finals?
Well, it's Virginia Duels.
Virginia Duels.
Yeah, sure, no problem. For the first time in school history, we won the Virginia Duels, and we actually beat two nationally ranked teams. We beat Kent State and Edinburgh back-to-back, and both of those were bloodbath. Both of those were grinds. They were as close as it gets. I mean, at the Edinburgh match, we won by 1 point, and we were losing halfway through the duel meet. I think we were down 13-3 or 15-3, and we came all the way back to win. So I think, to me, what that says is your team's learning how to win. I mean, we say a lot, winning is a habit, losing is a habit. Everything, you can form a lot of different good and bad habits in life. And right now, our team is finding a way to grind out wins. We've had tons of guys out of the lineup. We've had a lot of injuries we've had to deal with. And they haven't made excuses once. They just kept finding a way to do it.
You know, I've noticed you've got a incredibly challenging match coming up this Friday when you travel up to number 13 Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is coming off probably one of their all-time great victories. They knocked out number 5 ranked Oklahoma State 19-18. So this is a huge ACC clash this Friday. What are the keys this week in terms of getting ready for a very tough Pittsburgh squad?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We've got our work cut out for us. Pittsburgh, you're right. They just had one of the biggest wins. It's not the biggest dual meet win in program history, and knocking off John Smith and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And they've got nationally ranked guys up and down their lineup. And so I think the key is everybody doing their job. That's the way we've been winning these close ones. And that means guys getting bonus points where they should. And that means guys staying off their back when they're wrestling another guy who's ranked higher than them. I mean, it's got to be a total team effort. It's a great matchup on paper, but what we've seen the last couple weeks at least is on paper doesn't mean a whole lot. We have to find a way this week to stay fresh because our guys are hanging on by a thread. I mean, our competition schedule has been as tough as it's ever been in program history, and I think we're just trying to do the best we can to get those guys to feel good when they step on the mat on Friday night.
Well, I know one wrestler that is feeling good these days is Nick Sulzer. He's having one of the best seasons in school history. He's 24-1 right now, wrestling at 165. 18 of his 24 wins have resulted in bonus points. He's an All-American coming back from last year. He must be setting a tremendous example for his teammates.
He is. I mean, Nick is a special kid, and you mentioned his season this year has been one of the all-time best in the history of the program. He's not only has he beaten the 5th-ranked guy, the 4th-ranked guy, the 6th-ranked guy, the 7th-ranked guy, it's the way he's been beating them. I mean, he really, other than his one loss, hasn't had a close match yet. He's been in dominant fashion, and for us, the biggest motivation for his teammates, for them to see, is the way he scores points, the way he just tries to wrestle his hardest and tries not to think about the outcome, just tries to score points. And it's amazing how loose and free you can be when you're not fixed on the end result and you're fixed on the process. And that's what we're trying to get the rest of his teammates to think about as well.
That's terrific. We're speaking with Coach Steve Garland, UVA head wrestling coach right now, the number 12 ranked Cavaliers. I notice the upcoming home schedule is very exciting. Friday, January 31st, big dual match against Maryland. This will be the last time the Wahoos and the Terrapins grapple in a dual match before the Terrapins leave for the Big Ten. Talk to us a little bit about the significance of that match. And also, Bucknell is coming in the following week, and then Carolina on February 7th. So terrific competition coming to Mem Gym here in the weeks ahead. But let's talk about the Terrapins and the significance of that match. And obviously that follows the big match against the Pittsburgh team.
Sure. Well, Maryland we love competing against them. We love their coaching staff. We really respect their team and their guys, and we've had some really great battles with them over the years, and they always push us, and they always match up well with us. As a matter of fact, in a couple of years ago, they ranked 12th in the country and undefeated, and we were able to upend them at Mem Gym in what I still consider to be one of the best wrestling environments I've ever seen. It was electric gymnasium that night, and then last year we were able to beat them at their place, and now they're coming back to us. So we certainly know that it's going to be a challenge, but it's just exciting. When we wrestle them, it just always seems to be a fun match, a good match, and just real good competition. And then, like you said, then we have a really tough Bucknell team, and then we go right, Chapel Hill, who's much improved this year. So there's really no rest for our guys. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be one of those things where we find out what we're made of as a team. We find out what kind of resiliency we have. And there's some big individual matchups for national implications and also for seeding for the ACC championship as well.
Well, Coach, you have done an outstanding job at Virginia. You've been there. This is your eighth season, I believe, right?
That's correct, yes.
And recently you recorded your 100th career win as a coach, right?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
And I think that's extraordinary. That's a very challenging sport across the country. And I'm not sure Virginia has had really this kind of sustained success in the sport, if ever, but certainly not in a long time. And you deserve a lot of credit for breathing a lot of life and energy. And you've done a great job in recruiting and nurturing these athletes. And you've always been proud of the fact that you've kept the team GPA up pretty high. And have you been able to sustain that?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, last year, our season, after last season, we got honored for having the most academic All-Americans of any team in the country. And that was about as proud of the coach as you could possibly be. I mean, think about that. That means 8 of our 10 starters, 80% of our lineup, were academic All-Americans.
That's crazy.
And Matt Schneider was the All-ACC. He was the ACC Academic Student Athlete of the Year. And so I think we need to keep that going. It's the most important thing beyond all the wins and the losses. That's what these guys are here for ultimately, and that's something we take very serious. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, Coach, it's hard not to notice someone doing so well, both obviously on the mats, but also in terms of helping these young men develop, because we know that they're going to go professional in something else, right?
Exactly. You better believe it. Today we just gave a presentation on job hunting to my team because I want them to be prepared for life after wrestle. That's exactly what we're thinking.
Well, listen, Coach, we are going to continue to promote the upcoming matches. We wish you the best of luck to you and your wrestlers, and good luck going up against this tough Pittsburgh team. And they want to make a statement, and you've got to hold them off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really fun because we actually recruit a lot out of Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So, and we have a lot of alumnus up there. So we're expecting to see a lot of friends, a lot of familiar faces, and hopefully make a statement ourselves. That way some of those boys want to come wrestle down here.
Very good. Well, listen, Coach, you tear it up. Have fun and do the best you can. And we will be in touch. And maybe as we get closer, I know the ACC Championships on March 9th down in Blacksburg. Maybe we can get you back there at the end of February just to give us an update on your team.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good night.
Good luck. Take care, Steve. All right, that was Coach Steve Garland of the UVA wrestling team, which is currently ranked 12th in the nation. They're only 13-2. Steve Garland is a terrific guy. If you ever met him, you'd be blown away. He is just a dynamo, a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and the guy gets it done. The bottom line is he gets it done. All right, let's talk about the basketball games that we've got on tap here this week. First off, tonight, Virginia is playing Carolina at JPJ on ESPN at 7 o'clock. You can also go to our sister station, WRVA, 1140 a.m., and tune in and listen to Dave Kane and Ted Jeffries. Later tonight on ESPNU, Maryland plays at NC State, and I'd have to predict Maryland's going to win that game. NC State is in just a shambles. They played very poorly against Duke and lost by like 35 or something, and never were in it. It was pathetic. Tuesday night, Clemson is at Pittsburgh, Notre Dame is at Florida State, Georgia Tech is at BC, and then Wednesday, Wake is at Virginia Tech, Duke is at Miami, and then on Saturday, the Wahoos are going to host Virginia Tech in the third game of this homestand. That game is at 3 o'clock, and I believe there was like 200 or 300 tickets still remaining for Saturday's UVA game against the Hokies in Charlottesville, and I can't understand why that game isn't already sold out. That's ridiculous.
I'm surprised there are tickets left for tonight.
Yeah, it was a couple hundred. It wasn't like some big allotment.
Right.
Big game tonight. Wahoos on ESPN. It's quite an honor for the Wahoos to be on Big Monday last week playing down at Cameron and then playing tonight in Charlottesville at JPJ, hosting the Tar Heels. And
we got Jeff Van Gundy that's going to be doing the color commentary. So he and Jay Billis have been switching between NBA and college ball. So
that'll be interesting.
It'll be an interesting take because he's watching pro talent all the time, see if he makes any comments about any of the UVA people.
Love to hear his thoughts, particularly on Joe Harris. I know he's got to be impressed with the athleticism that Justin Anderson brings to the table. But Malcolm Brogdon is starting to show signs to me of a guy that's mastering the game. He's making better passes. He's only using his dribble to effectively get something accomplished. He's not just dribble to dribble. When he does drive to the hoop, he's getting fouled or scoring. He's making his free throws. When they leave him alone, he's hitting jumpers. So
I mean, when you look at his stats from the game on Saturday, you know, what did he have? He had 5 assists, right? 6 assists, 16 points. You know, 1 block, 4 steals. You know, it's a phenomenal game that he was playing.
Sure, and no reason why he can't. Obviously, his foot has healed entirely, and he's moving around the floor with a lot of energy. And I'm not sure anybody in America playing college basketball is having as much fun as Malcolm Brogdon. He's so glad to be back playing and competing, and his interviews it just bleeds through. Hopefully, Akil Mitchell tonight will be a little bit more productive on offense and will make more of his free throws. Toby has got to finish more shots from the basket. I think you have commented on a couple occasions. Chris, go ahead. Say it.
Yeah, just saying, you know, that he gets so many contested layups, and I wish he'd make more than he has been. You know, it's a staple of college basketball is contested layups, and when you're 2 feet from the basket, you got to get more than he's getting in.
I think part of it, in fairness to Toby, is some of the people he's been going up against, and we'll take Florida State most recently, they've got some leapers. And they had a really large man who was 7 feet tall from Nigeria that just, you know, outweighed Toby by 50, 60 pounds, it seemed like.
And they're athletic tall guys,
too. And the other guys were athletic, so they were jumping above him, and it made it hard. You know, he's having a difficult time figuring out how to pump fake and how to move his feet and then how to surge to the rim. And
right. He's
learning that. I think, you know, when he was younger, you know,
he
obviously
didn't have to.
He probably didn't have to at all.
Dropped it in.
So he's got to learn that aspect of the game. All right, we are going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to analyze some of the other ACC games and talk about the Olympic Sports Report and the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.